The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jeff Cooner is with me. Jeff, of course, is the host of the Cooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. He describes himself as liberalism's worst nightmare, a conservative nationalist who champions God, country and family. Jeff, it's always good to talk to you. So I played a little clip earlier in the show of Kamala Harris suggesting that herself and Tim Walz are still very much the underdogs with all the fighting to do, that this is Trump's race to lose. Is she right?
I don't think so. I think, to be honest, I think it's a dead heat. She has now wiped away all of Trump's lead. In fact, in many of the national polls, she's slightly leading. What I think is more troubling for Trump is in five of the seven battleground states, she is now ahead. And I think there's no question, Kieran, over the last 3 weeks, she's run a very strong campaign. She has avoided the media. She is trying to present herself now as a moderate, as a centrist. The media obviously is very supportive of her. She has Hollywood people now who are advising her. She's coming across as hip, as cool, as someone who's going to break multiple glass ceilings. The entire race has changed. And the age issue now is starting to affect Trump. He is now seen as the older candidate. And she seems younger, fresher. And to me, the race comes down now to this. If she can turn this into a personality contest, she will win. I think there's no question. And that's what you're seeing the Democrats desperately try to do. That's what you're going to see at the convention next week. They're going to want to showcase her laughing, smiling, good vibes, as they're saying. And they're going to try to change some of her positions that she's taken in the past. If Trump can turn this into a referendum on the Biden-Harris years, on the Biden-Harris administration, their record, their policies, which are still very unpopular, I think then he will win.
Yeah.
And so I think everything now will rest on these debates. They're going to have at least one debate. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz have agreed as well to another debate. I think the debates now are going to be more important than ever.
It's worrying, though, isn't it, for the Trump campaign? Because you and I both know, and anybody who follows politics closely knows, that it's hard to win a campaign based on policy and politics, that more often than not, it's actually personality. And it's people making an emotional choice. I kind of like this person more than the other.
Well, that's the thing. You know, the old expression in American politics is, you know, who do you want to have a beer with? And the person you want to have a drink with is the person you tend to vote for. And Trump is starting to lose that. And no, look, he's privately very upset. I don't blame him. He was defeating Biden in every single poll. He was on his way to a landslide victory. And then the Democrats flipped the script. What I think has caught the Trump people off guard is how quickly and how nimble Kamala has been in trying to transition and rebrand herself. Now, there's still 80 plus days to go. We still have important debates coming up. He's going to try to expose her as a radical. That's going to be his goal. And he's going to try to pin inflation, the economy, and the border on her and on Biden. If he can do that and remind people, and this is what I've advised the Trump camp, make this the classic question that Reagan asked when he was challenging Carter in 1980. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? If you're better off now, then vote for Kamala Harris. But look at your gas bill, look at your groceries, look at your food, look at your rent, look at your mortgage. If you were better off under me, vote for me. And if he can hammer that point and stay on message, I honestly think he can still win.
Yeah.
But he's got to be disciplined. He's got to be focused. He can't go down rabbit holes. He can't go on about Kamala not being really black. And if he starts going down that road and it stays a personality contest, she's going to win.
It's also kind of proof of what a cruel mistress momentum is, isn't it? And there's a kind of a sense the momentum is with Kamala Harris at the moment.
There's no question. And in fact, you got the convention next week, which you assume is going to go very well. It's going to be a very slick, well-produced convention. In fact, again, Hollywood producers, directors will be there. They're going to try to humanize her even more. It's going to get a lot of media coverage. So they're probably going to get at least some kind of a bounce. So as we head into late August, it looks like Trump is going to have some kind of a deficit. Now, you know, look, to me, what I think has got to be worrying to Trump is just objectively, okay, stand, leave aside the personalities. The fundamentals of this race should favor Trump. You ask Americans, are they happy with the state of the economy right now? They're not. Are they happy with inflation? They're not. Are they happy with the border and immigration and crime? And these are all the top issues. They're not. So if you look at it from a point of view of the economy, security, the fundamentals, Trump should be leading by 5-6 points. He should have a comfortable lead. Instead, at best, he's tied. If anything, he's probably now slipping and maybe trailing. So he's got to reset his campaign. Don't be surprised, Kieran, if he fires two of his top campaign managers, Chris LaCivita and Susan Wiles. They're taking a lot of heat, saying that they're not giving Trump good advice, their strategy is not working, and that Trump needs to reboot and reset his campaign. My prediction, by Labor Day, he's going to have a new campaign manager.
All right, okay. And what would you imagine that will bring a shift in focus, as you say, obviously, onto kind of policy and are you better off now than you were when I was president, on kind of the cost of living still biting, all of that. But I mean, in terms of tone, do you imagine much of a shift? Or how do they overcome, for example, a new campaign manager? Just the kind of the sense that the Trump ticket feels a little jaded, you know, that he's been around for so long that even, you know, when he wasn't president for the last 4 years, he was in the headlines so often that it kind of feels, I don't know, maybe this is unfair from this side of the water, I'm so far away, but there's a kind of a feeling I get that some people are just sick of him, even people who might be inclined to agree with him.
Well, that's the thing. He's been around since 2015. He's dominated really American politics and in some sense world politics over the last 8-9 years, even the last 3.5 years. It's still in some ways been the age of Trump. Everybody's always reacting to what he says or doesn't say. So I think there is a fatigue factor that he's battling. I think the other factor, Kieran, and I think this is where his campaign team is very upset with these managers, is the campaign sounds gloomy. I mean, yes, he's right to highlight her weaknesses and her radicalism, the fact that she's a San Francisco liberal, and he should pound that. But this sense of doom and gloom, you got to win with a positive, optimistic vision. You've got to come around and not just say your opponent is horrible, but you've got to come around and say, I'll make it better. Here's what the future looks like. Here's what I'm going to do for you. This is how your life is going to considerably improve under my leadership. Now, he started to do that last night. He came out with a new stump speech in North Carolina. He's focusing, laser-focused on the economy, on inflation. He avoided insults for the most part, a little bit, but he avoided insults. And he started to make the case what life could be like in a Trump second term. He's got to do a lot more of that. And I think, Kieran, there's one final point. Under Biden, yes, what separated Trump and Biden was 3 years. Biden's 81, Trump is 78. But Biden was clearly suffering from physical mental decline. You couldn't deny it. He looked ancient. He didn't look 81. He looked almost 100. Now, if you ask the polls and you ask Americans, the majority say Trump is too old, that he's too old to be president. The age issue is now turned against him. He's got to come across as more vigorous, fresh, energetic. If he doesn't, the winds are now starting to blow against him. She has the wind at her back. If I'm Trump, now is the time to panic.
Jeff, you sell it well. Listen, it's great to talk to you. We'll talk to you at the same time next week. Jeff Cooner, host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio from Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.